Why water baptism, bar 28. I'm Professor Hannes Dreslinghuis of the First Assembly of Joshua in South Africa, Pretoria, Montana. Should you require any of the books which I've written or need any information about the studies or the different studies that we are busy with, please contact us at 0722-367-124, that's plus 27, international code, and that's our WhatsApp number. Or just go to my website, https://yahvah.co.za, and that's all small letters. Also, the TikTok messages that's going out, you will find it on the website yahvah.co.za, as I announce, https://. And you will find it says not studies or lectures, it will say TikTok. And then also there's different studies available that you can, also articles that you can click on where it says articles. Click on the articles and there's quite a bit of information there. If this is the first time that you will participate in the study, you are most welcome. But I urge you to please go to part one of the study. Otherwise, you would have missed quite a bit of information. It's also very important as a newcomer to subscribe to the channel so that you can be notified about the different studies that we are currently busy with. It's totally free to subscribe. Share this link with your friends and family. Make sure that you have a 1611 King James Bible, pen and paper ready. I trust that this study today will be a blessing unto you. In the wonderful name of Yahushua, our Redeemer. Hallelujah. Welcome to Breakfast with Prof. Hannes. Why water baptism? That's the title of our series, our study. Why water baptism? Spiritual funeral. And the heading for this morning is, my people shall know my name. He says what? My people shall know my name. Isaiah 52 verse 6. Now even in the time of the prophet Isaiah, there was a trend that the Israelites would worship in different Baal names, pagan Baals, other gods. This was one of Israel's biggest problems, the nation of Israel. They were always following the trend of other religions, other pagan religions, sorry. They were always following them in terms of, they will want to do what they do. They would want to live the way they live. Although Israel was supposed to be a separate people, a separate nation, led by Yahweh himself through the different prophets. Now Isaiah 52:6 is asking a question. Therefore, he says actually, therefore my people. Now, I want to look at the word my. My must be a capital M because it's referring to Yahweh. Therefore, my people shall know my name, my capital letter, and name especially shall be N, a capital N. Do you see how this, how did the Catholic Church change the authority of certain name words and place words? Therefore my people shall know my name, my people. Therefore they shall know in that day. In which day? Therefore they shall know in that day. Did you know that this scripture in Isaiah 52 verse 6 is also applicable to us in this 21st century? as the bride of Yahushua. The church world, this is actually a call up, a wake up call to the church world, the Protestant world. Therefore my people shall know my name, therefore they shall know in that day. Which day? Which is the most important day? It's today. And that's why when this marvelous gospel of salvation in the revelation names of Yahushua came to me about 12, 13 years ago, I would resist it with all I had, with everything in me. Scripture says, even if an angel from heaven come with a different gospel, you must curse him. And I did. Because I thought this is something demonly to confuse people in the end time. But through time, Yah has revealed himself unto me through his revelation word. And that's why the study and the time that myself and Pastor Rico spent in the Word, searching for anything that can contradict it or anything that will show something different. We wanted to make sure every word and title and letter is right before we could take it to our congregation. And what I thought is going to be the biggest shock to everybody, and my people, they just accepted in the congregation. We are not a church, we are a Bible study. They just accepted it. Their eyes were opened by the Ruach Kodesh. Even today, people in their millions all over the world is coming to the revelation word of Yahushua in the revelation names. Because he said, therefore my people shall know my name. Therefore they shall know in that day. 2024, in this 21st century, this modern age, this age of technology, they shall know in that day that I am he that doth speak. I am he that speaks. Hallelujah. What a glorious moment. The moment that you can grasp what the church world, the Roman Catholic Church world, and the Protestant Church world has done to the revelation names of Yahushua. Today people would laugh at you when you say you don't believe in the name Jesus, we are not Christians, because I'm not a Christian. I wonder how many people know where the name Christian comes from. Well, Constantine, Emperor Constantine, he was the first pope and also emperor, Pontifex Maximus. When he overwhelmed his nephew to become the emperor, he actually killed him. And when his soldiers marched into Rome, he sat on his white horse with a bucket of water and the hyssop branch, and he sprinkled them with holy water, and he says, now you are Christians. There was never in the Old Testament, it was never in the New Testament, ever that Yahushua referred to his disciples or followers as Christians. Yeah, but it's in the Bible. It was placed in the Bible. 323 years after Yahushua existed, then only the name Christian was created by Constantine, who also became the Pontifex Maximus, head of the state and head of the church, Roman Emperor and also the Pope of the church. And even today, in this 21st century, every Pope is called Pontifex Maximus, head of the state, head of the church. Why? Because in 34 AD, the Roman Catholic Church created the name, the church, in order to stop the flow of the gospel of Yahushua, but that just took hold of the world. They try to stop it, and they create a state church. Roman is capital, it is part of the word Roman Empire. It's linked to the word Roman Empire, Roman. Catholic means united, and church means universal. And that's why even today, this new universal gospel, one world religion, is headed by the Roman Catholic Pope. He's still the Pontifex Maximus. I mean, Rome, the greatest empire in all times. Not Babylon, Greece, Median, Persia, Greece. Rome, the biggest empire in the world ever, just vanished out of history. It just disappeared. How did it happen? Well, they had the Roman Empire. This is my left hand, the Roman Empire, ruling the world for 300 years. And then in 570, after Yahushua, or let me say in 34 AD, AY, they created the Roman Catholic Church. This is the church. And the Roman Empire were ruling over the church. And then 570 years AY, after Yahushua, the church just moved above the Roman Empire. And even up till today, the Roman Empire exists, but in a churchly cloak, ruling as a spiritual organization. It's not. It's the Roman Empire. This Pope rules, actually the Black Pope, but not the Pope, but we'll come to that later on. But this Pope, who rules the world, is also the ruler of the Roman Empire, who is alive and well. Can you give me a name of any one country in the world that has 100 embassies in its country? 100 embassies? Well, the Roman Catholic Church in Rome has 197 full-time Roman, full-time embassies in Rome, the Vatican, and around the Vatican. 197 full-time embassies. What does a church do with 197 embassy, worldly embassies? Well, it's the Roman Empire, while which is alive, which in the Great Tribulation will become the Roman Empire once again, that we will discuss. That's why it's very important for you to follow the other study that we're currently busy with, the revelation of the book Revelation, the whole book Revelation and certain parts of the book Daniel, as well as certain history books that we will be studying to open the safe, which is the book of Revelation. Book Daniel is the main key, and that's the first key. The second key is the history books of the world. Coming back to the question. The question is, how come? How come that in the time that we are living, that there is a governmental, a world governmental church that will rule? A world government that will rule in the cloak of the church. We all serve, they have the theme, we all serve the same God. Sorry, I don't serve the same Elohim. I serve Yahweh, my Elohim, the creator of heaven and earth. And we know his name. So what does Isaiah 52 verse 6 says? Therefore my people shall know my name. Before you start with the study, did you know his name? Do you know today? Do you know his name? Therefore they shall know in that day, this 21st century, that is I, he should be a capital H, he that doth speak. Yahweh is speaking, the creator of heaven and earth. And he says that my people shall know my name. Why? Because Israel forgot his name. To Israel, there came a stage in their lives when the name of Yahweh the Elohim were not important anymore. Yeah, but they say that they were not supposed to mention His name. No, that's a lie. That's a lie. The Bible says that they shall not use My name in vain. So when you translate the name vain, it means that you shall not swear falsely in His name. You shall not use His name as a swearing word. But He wanted it. Yahweh, in the Old Testament, in Isaiah 52:6, actually states that His people must know His name. Therefore My people shall know My name. They shall worship in His name. Now, it is said that only the high priest once a year, when he put the blood on the wings of the cherub, called upon the name of Yahweh. But the rest of the time, the people, Israel, knew Him by the name Elohim or Hashem. They never called Him Adonai. Did you know that? No, the rabbis today will tell you His name was Adonai. It's not Adonai. Adonai means sun god. It's a modern Greek name. It's not an ancient Hebrew name, Adonai. It comes from the Babylonian times, when the Talmud Torah was created, which was the Oral Torah. He says, My people shall know My name. You must never ever say again that Israel was not supposed to know His name. It says here, it is His instruction, and I'm going to stop with this. The instruction is, therefore My people shall know My name. Therefore they shall know in that day, even today, 21st century, that I am He that God speak. Behold, it is I. Behold, it is I. Who is the I? In Hebrew, Yod, Aleph, Hey, Faf, Aleph, Hey. Yahweh is His name. The name of the Creator of heaven and earth. Till tomorrow morning, if it's Yahweh's will. Maranatha. Yahweh's coming back again. Hallelujah.